Massive drug murder case inches its way toward trial. Courts. Charges against the so-called Bryant organization grew out of 1988 slayings. Getting verdicts may take years. April 19, 1992. With its 10 defendants, 58 volumes of investigative records containing 20,000 pages, and 34 defense attorneys, prosecutors, and investigators, the Bryant Organization murder and drug conspiracy case moves through the justice system like an elephant. Its sheer bulk dictates that it move slowly. Already nearly 4 years old, the massive prosecution resulted from the slayings of three adults and a child at a Lakeview Terrace house, where the proceeds from a $500,000-a-month rock cocaine business were allegedly counted, and the end is nowhere near. Deputy District Attorney Jan L. Morizzi, the lead prosecutor in the case, said the criminal trial of the 10 people charged with either the slayings or with taking part in a conspiracy to control the crack trade in the northeast San Fernando Valley could make U.S. legal history. I think there is every possibility that it will be the longest and most expensive trial ever. Morizzi, who has been working full-time on the case for most of the last 3 years, said last week. A trial date for the case has not been set. Court officials have not found a courtroom that will be available and big enough for a trial expected to last, by some estimates, as long as 3 years. Bills for the taxpayer-paid attorneys representing both sides in the case run nearly $2,000 per hour when court is in session. The prosecution's investigation has already cost at least $2 million, by one defense attorney's estimate. And when a courtroom is chosen for the trial, there will undoubtedly be renovations. Bulletproof glass partitions will be added for security. Bleacher seats will likely be built to allow all of the attorneys and defendants a clear view of the witness stand. All of it will add to the cost of the case. Once the logistics of where and when are set, the complexities will continue. The case may require more than one jury, and the selection process may take months. Each witness who takes the stand will be subject to cross-examination by 10 attorneys representing the different defendants. Since 4 defendants face a possible death penalty, a lengthy penalty phase could follow any convictions. The landmark case for such lengthy and costly prosecutions was the McMartin preschool molestation case. The first of 2 Los Angeles trials in the McMartin case lasted 32 months from the start of jury selection until the return of verdicts. The bill to taxpayers was estimated at $15 million. The murder and drug case is the result of a sweeping investigation of the so-called Bryant Organization, named for 2 Pacoima brothers, who allegedly headed the group. The investigation began after the August 28, 1988 shootings on Wheeler Avenue. Also known on the streets as the Family, the organization had as many as 200 associates and had controlled much of the flow of cocaine to the northeast San Fernando Valley since 1982, according to the charges against the defendants.